I need money to go out tonight.
I don't have any money. You have to get it from Dad. I don't have any.
Okay. I wanted to go out tonight. I mentioned to Mom I needed money. She said she doesn't have any, but to ask you.
How much do you need?
I don't know. I worked this week, and I worked the week before.
Yeah, but you're way, way behind.
Mm.
That's why I got my canceled.
Oh, yeah, I know. I talked to Mom about it, and I don't know if she talked to you about it, but that's all birthday and Christmas stuff between this month and last month.
Well, that's quite a Christmas, because it was like $3,000.
Yeah. That's maybe about one-third of what, or not even that, probably one-fourth of what I invested all in all of my money this year. It's definitely the thing I should have been doing for a longer time than that.
Walk this out of the
run. Yeah, I know. Try and have a good birthday this way. I think that's what I should have done before this birthday happened this year. So, I mean, I'm happy that I invested at least. But anyway, I'm not asking you to pay me $100
tonight. How much do you think you
could get by with? I mean, honestly, tonight, like, if I have a $20 or $30, and I can use whatever of that tomorrow, too, probably. Yeah, I know. A lot of territory.
I mean, this is the worst time
of the right before we... You'll get paid in a couple of weeks. You guys get paid the week of my birthday pretty good.
No, you don't. I mean, you don't get paid the overtime. It's just, I mean, the check is going to... I mean, it ain't enough to cover what you've been spending.
You get paid pretty good starting in January.
What's that?
You guys get paid pretty good in January.
Mid to late January,
that's my birthday week.
We get more money.
Yes.
That's you start catching up.
Yes. That's why I
said. Yeah, well, that ain't today.
That's why I said it's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well.
I'm talking about $20 or $30.
There was a time when I had credit and I could just do this stuff, but now they're cutting down on me.
Mm-hmm. Someone could cut down on this sure.
Well, just keep going and I'll see what I can do.
Huh? You
know, that's all I can say.
I mean, do you have 20 or 30 on you now?
Well, I got maybe 20 at the most. But that leaves me without any money, too.
No.
Just go ahead and get ready and I'll see what I can do.
Alright. Just for the record though, the week that you guys got back from your vacation, while Sherman was having crazy tirades as usual, that was the week
I couldn't get what you were saying.
I was saying, just to say, I mean, the week you guys got back from your December vacation, whatever you want to call that, was the week I was starting to get paid again, even if I wasn't receiving the money. So, the thing is, I'm actually being pretty nice because I didn't mention it until now, which has been a couple weeks, so I'm pretty much like just saying what's right is if I start getting at least paid this week, since I'm mentioning it right now. That would be right.
Did Mom say if she could do it?
This was, an agreement was stated within 24 hours of you and her leaving.
What's that?
An agreement was stated within within 24 hours of you and her leaving on vacation a few weeks ago.
That what would happen?
Well, that this stuff, I've already paid it off. But I've paid off my.
No way.
I have paid off.
I've got the stuff.
I've paid off what is it wasn't owed to me from Christmas and my birthdays. That's what that is, and that was officially agreed with me.
The thing is,
it's on video.
I need to go back to being.
You're gonna go into philosophy, and that's fine. But I'm asking for $25, not even my full week pay right now. That's courteous, Dad. Please. My birthday's in a couple weeks, and I want it to be better than this year.
You're on your Christmas and your birthday.
No, you know what? This is investment. It's investment.
Who's getting $3,000 out of this?
Me.
Yeah,
I am investing in my future, Dad. It's a good choice.
You have your futures with your spoiled ass older brother.
Whatever that dude up there who you brought in this world so he would bully you and beat me, that was your future.
You're bullying me.
Now I'm standing up to the bigots.
You're.
I have this. Dad, there's no argument.
Well,
I'm asking
no argument,
a quarter.
Just be quiet.
I'm asking for a quarter of what you owe me this week, and look at this quarter.
Oh my God! There ain't no way I owe you.
This is all on video, Dad.
Okay,
do you realize the past 6 years have been hell? And don't just turn it into how it was hell for you. You have let him in that house.
60 years.
You? I don't want to hear 60. I said six years.
Six years. I mean, how many?
I can't have a conversation with a man who cannot listen.
Listen to this.
You always love that mirror, you narcissistic douchebag. I'm asking kindly. This is kindness, not your narcissistic ego.
This is kindness.
It's on video still, Dad. The video is still on. I haven't turned it off. I haven't turned the video off. I haven't turned the video off yet. So at least have courtesy.
Let it go. I'm just going to go for you. What? It's gonna go on you.
Oh yeah, really? Okay. I'm so scared of my words. My words are really scaring me. Dad, listen to me. This is simple. I'm not getting into an argument here. All I'm saying is the agreement was weeks ago. Listen, why do you do that thing where you don't like people doing it? You shouldn't do it. It's that simple. You don't like someone interrupting.
I just don't know what the subject is.
Dad, it's been talked about repeatedly in the past 5 minutes. Okay. Listen to me.
You had agreement with Mom, right?
Yep. You guessed it, I guess.
Well, then go
you
talk
heard.
To Mom.
The only reason I'm down here is because she said that she doesn't have any money. Listen. Okay. This is simple, Dad. There's really no need to be argumentative about this, and I'm trying to be calm about this.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my God, you're not the one getting your beat down. Ass
yes,
beat
I
down
am.
More! Because that's what he fucking does! He fucking does it! He fucking does it! He fucking this is what he does! Fuck people! He does it! Look at this! Look at this fucking shit! Your egotistical ass! Fuck you! Burn in hell where you belong. Guess who I had a dream about a few weeks ago? Your mom. She came to me. This fucking douchebag. He's a douchebag like your son.
What is wrong
with
you?
I had a dream about his mom. Recently.
And?
It seemed ominous and significant to me. You know what he has to say about that? There are things wrong with the men in this family. I'm glad I...
What's wrong with you?
No. I wear dresses and get beat down with them. And this conversation is being recorded right now. It's on record.
You have psychological problems.
What you're saying right now is going to be reviewed.
You have serious problems.
It's on video.
You obviously...
The man
everybody around can see it, except you.
Okay, Mom. What you just said is a video.
You have a problem.
Yeah, it's me who has a problem for getting beat down.
You have a problem, Merle. I don't know what happened to you, but you have a problem.
Explain what you're saying.
You have a problem.
What is the problem?
You have a psychological problem.
Explain to me what my psychological...
I don't know. You're damaged, I guess.
I get beat down, therefore I'm damaged by a guy who beats women in dresses? Or trans women. Trans women. That's what I'm saying.
Earl, you are a man. I don't know what happened to you, but you're a man. Obviously, you were born a man.
Yes, I was born male.
You had a girlfriend not that many years ago.
Yeah, that was 9 years ago, Mom.
Obviously in love with.
That has nothing to do with being trans.
All of a sudden,
Mom, that has nothing to do with. Do hermaphrodites exist?
You were a man?
Mom, do hermaphrodites exist? Do women with penises exist? Do women with penises exist?
You are not a woman, I can tell you.
Are women with penises women? This is on video, so thank you for the footage.
What for? You're six.
Because you damage yourself while going on about.
Six. I don't know what happened to you, Earl.
I don't.
You're a handsome man, but I don't know why you want.
I'm an attractive woman.
You're a handsome man. There's nothing about feminine about you.
Oh,
okay. A dress can't make you feminine.
Well, how feminine of you to say that?
You just like.
You talking like a redneck sure sounds feminine to me, Mom.
God, there's something so bad wrong with you. I don't know what.
You have a 6-foot-tall skinhead son who beats me down in front of you.
You are sick, girl. I'm
putting this on YouTube.
You that you get well.